So let's look at the structure of a basic nested loop. A nested loop can be used with as many stories as you want, but for the moment, let's just look at three stories being used because it's a simple structure. Normally, I'd recommend use between 5 and 12. After 12, 13 stories, it starts getting too cumbersome. So anywhere between 3 and 12 stories will be a perfect number for nesting, depending on what you're trying to achieve with it. So let's assume you want to create a basic nested loop with 3 stories. If you look at the diagram on your information sheet, how to destroy resistance with stories, you've got clear representation there. What you're going to do is you're going to tell each of the 3 stories in turn, but not completely. You'll tell story 1, then when you get about 80% of the way through story 1, you'll break off. Now the way you break off is either through a hard loop or a soft loop, which we'll come back to in a moment. Then you'll tell story 2, again you'll break off around 80 or 90% of the way through, and again you'll use a hard or a soft loop. You go into story 3, you do the same thing, only this time, when you break off at the 80-90% mark, you now have a perfect situation, a perfect open space, in which to present your suggestions. Now, these 3 stories will tend to create trance all by themselves, because of the way you're stacking realities next to each other. And one of the things that happens is, when you get to the bit in the middle, you can offer direct suggestions. Like, you can learn this thing, you can enjoy this, you can make better decisions. Very direct suggestions. And then you can close your stories off. Then, you can simply close each of the loops off, starting in reverse order. In other words, the last story you told was story 3, so you'll finish story 3 first. Then you finish story 2 off, and then you finish story 1 off. And then you carry on with whatever theme or topic you were talking about beforehand. Now what this does is it tends to create a form of amnesia, because the first story, which was beginning and end, tends to collapse, because when the two ends join together, it creates a smooth bridge, and you remember the whole story from start to finish. Of course, it's almost like a bubble's been trapped underneath with a second story, and inside it another bubble is trapped with the third story, and inside that is trapped the bubble with your direct suggestions. Because each of these layers is a different kind of reality. You tend to create amnesia, increasing amount of amnesia for each one of these stories. So there's a tendency to consciously forget the content afterwards, which is perfect, because that way it doesn't have a chance to analyze and criticize and reject the information. Now we talked about soft and hard loops, and let's have a little chat about what those things mean. A soft or a hard loop basically talks about how you transition from one story to the next. You can create a soft loop by creating a very smooth transition. Here's an example of what I mean by that. I was walking through the forest with a friend of mine on the way to a picnic. And the interesting thing is, as we're walking through this forest, I noticed that on the ground lay this old spinning top. You know the kind of things where you just pick them up and you spin them, and they keep turning round and round and round and round on a table or something. It's a child's toy. Now, I remember when I was a child, I used to love spinning tops. In fact, I got one for Christmas once when I was still living in Spain. Let me just stop you there for a moment, and notice what just happened. I've just created a soft loop. I started with one story about going through the forest, maybe for a picnic. Then I find something, and that creates a smooth segue into my next story. The next story is about receiving a spinning top at some Christmas party when I was younger. Now notice that's a very smooth transition. As I run into the next story about the spinning top that I got as a Christmas present, that suddenly becomes my new story, and by the time you've realized that I've left off my original story, you're too sucked into the new story to really raise an objection. That's the beauty of a soft story, it's a very smooth process. A hard loop, on the other hand, is something that happens without any explanation. So for example, I was walking through the forest with my friend, and we're going to go have this picnic. Now, I haven't seen this guy for ages. And finally, we get to this picnic area, we lay out the blanket, and we brought out the cheese and the wine and the bread and the food, and we have a great time. Suddenly, I noticed a whole bunch of crows circling round and round and round just over the hill where we were actually sitting down having our picnic. So I said to my friend, we need to find out what that is, because something weird's going on, right? Now, 2 weeks ago, I went to see the dentist. Actually, it wasn't me who went to see the dentist. I went to the dentist's office with a client of mine who used to be afraid of dentists until I did a fast phobia cure. And we had to go to the dentist's office to test and make sure that everything was okay. Now, again, let's stop there and notice what happened this time. Notice how I had a hard loop. In other words, just at the point when the action starts getting more interesting, you see the birds flying and we're trying to find out what the mystery is. I cut and I move to a different story without any excuse whatsoever. It's very obvious I've changed stories, and at first it seems a little bit confusing, it's a bit harsh, because the cutting point is such a cold cut, it's such a direct cut. Now what that can then to do, because you create such a hard loop, it can create a much clearer line of division, which again tends to create a greater amount of amnesia later on, because the stories, when they complete, have a much smoother joint, and therefore the information that's trapped underneath it will be a little bit more unconscious. So soft loops are less noticeable but have a milder effect. Hard loops are more noticeable at that time but can also have a greater impact. In particular, will tend to create a greater amount of amnesia later on. So that's the structure of a basic nested loop. You tell a few stories, 3, 4, 5 stories. As you get through to about the 80% mark, just at the high point of each story, you break it, either with a hard or a soft loop. You move on to the next story. Again, near the end, you break it, 3rd story, 4th story, etc. When you break the final story, you have a period for direct suggestion. Now, you can be very direct at this point because they'll be in a trance by now anyway. And then when you finish off in reverse order. It's very important you don't get the wrong order on closing off, because if you finish off the first story first, second story second, third story third, it doesn't match the order in which the stories were broken off anymore. So if you start closing the loops in the wrong order, the structure is no longer ideal. There comes a time when you can actually put loops within loops within loops, but that's getting even more sophisticated than we need to do at this point. For the moment, just keep very simple loops. 3 or 4 stories, cut each one off near the 80-90% mark, move on to the next story, then in the middle of all the stories, you tell your suggestions, very direct suggestions, and you close off the stories, story 3, story 2, story 1, and you carry on like nothing ever happened. At that point, you have the structure of a very powerful, very simple, basic nested loop.